Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Tina Payne, owner and founder of Wicked Healthy Vending, that provides healthy vending, micro market, pantry, and coffee services to schools, companies, and organizations across Massachusetts and southern New Hampshire. And Tina, great to have you back on the program.
Oh, great to be here, Eric.
Certainly great to have you, and looking forward to getting caught up here. So it's been over 5 years since we last spoke, and you've reached your 10-year milestone. Congratulations on that, by the way. A lot has obviously gone on since then, notably the pandemic. How did you manage to survive through the pandemic? Let's start there today.
Yeah, now who would have thought, you know, as businesses, we thought the pandemic at the beginning was only going to last a month, and then, you know, continued on and on. But how I handle it is I stay proactive during the downtime, and I try to do things to make myself stay relevant. So, for example, I assisted food pantries by donating those snacks that, you know, I had abundance of the snacks, right? Nobody could buy because everything was shut down. So I donated those to food pantries. And I also went to food banks and I delivered food packages to those in need at the time. And I also, like other companies, did pivoting. And how I did that was I got healthy snack packs and I delivered them to residents that couldn't leave their house. And at the same time, if they purchased a snack pack, I donated one to an essential worker of their choice. So that's kind of one of the ways. And of course, I took advantage of federal, state, and local grants and loans during that time. My staff was quarantined, and I was able to pay my staff because I did obtain some of these loans and grants. There was also an opportunity for me to gain new locations during the pandemic. Others were pulling out, and because they pulled out, and as the pandemic started to wane, then I was able to move my existing vending machines and put them in these new locations without incurring an additional expense, but having additional revenue.
Well, that is tremendous, and you certainly made a lot of adjustments during that time, and you did very well for yourself. Really appreciate this. And not only that, but again, congratulations on the 10-year anniversary. That certainly says a lot about how well you're doing. Now, what are some of the challenges that you are facing right now, and how are you navigating through those challenges?
Yeah, so, you know, working from home, it's great for the people that get to work from home, but for a vending machine business, it's a tough one, right? Because I'm getting these prospects calling me saying we want vending machines in our location. And, you know, on the surface, they're saying, oh, we have 100, 200 people there. But when you dig deep, we find out that, yeah, they're all working from home or hybrid, and the max that might go in there is 30. So putting a machine in there, it would not be profitable. So I had to think about, you know, what am I going to do here? So I decided to impose a threshold to these companies, and if they wanted me in there, they would have to make a certain amount of sales in the vending machines in order to for me to, you know, maintain my profitability and be able to service them. So I was able to kind of wean out those prospects that really, really wouldn't be profitable, and then be able to service those that really wanted and needed the vending machine in there. And I also did that to some existing customers who were really profitable before the pandemic, but after the pandemic, they just never went back up to par. And I have a couple of those who are meeting the threshold requirements. So the other thing is cost of goods, and this is everywhere, but they're increasing, and especially in the last 18 months. So you really need to look at your cost of goods. And if you have to raise your prices, you have to raise your prices. I know people see in a grocery store prices have increased, but if they look at a vending machine, you know, they don't connect the dots that it really is more costly to the vendor to buy those products as well. And one of the ways to navigate that is to raise your prices. But the other thing is shop smart. Use those rebates and awards you get from credit card purchases to offset some of the costs. And try to buy things that don't have shipping costs if you can.
Now, here's a question for you. I understand that you are a believer in continuing education. Tell us a little bit about that. That's certainly interesting, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that would like to hear about that.
Yes, Eric. I think I'm a perpetual student, but I love it, and really, really, it's never too late to learn something new. And over the past 4 years, I've taken 3 intense business courses, one through the Babson Business School, one through the Peabody Area Chamber of Commerce. And I'm currently taking Streetwise MBA through Enterprise, which I'm digging deep into my company's financial and growth plans. It really is making me take a hard look. But what this gives me, in addition to information to help me, you know, better my business, it actually gives me connections, and that will lead to potential future customers. So it's really it's been a joy, and just the people in my class, various backgrounds and businesses, the connections I'm making on a personal level is great.
Certainly sounds like a win-win situation there. Adding more contacts and continuing your education. You can't beat that today. We're joined by Tina Payne, owner and founder of Wicked Healthy Vending, that provides healthy vending, micro market, pantry, and coffee services to schools, companies, and organizations across Massachusetts and southern New Hampshire. And she joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, I also understand that you have been continuing to support your community. In what ways have you done this, and how do you think it has helped you as an entrepreneur in this regard?
Yeah, you know, it's part of my mission, so it's really important to me, and that's one of the reasons why I chose healthy vending. You know, and as a business, set aside money, if you can, or and time to do what you need to do. And I've done that by continuously doing, you know, regular donations, but supporting the YMCA kids is one of the things that's near and dear to my heart. This past year, I provided a scholarship to YMCA children that were disadvantaged for their after-school program, and grocery gift cards to some of the students' parents to help them with their healthy purchases. And the other thing that I did as well is last year I had the opportunity to bring on a disabled individual to work in my warehouse, and he's been with me for a year, and I think it's important to do that as well. You know, I think that being and engaging in your community is important if you do it for the right reasons. And if you do it for the right reasons and you do it authentically, it's the right thing, and it will work wonders back to your business.
Well, I think so too. And if you give, you certainly receive as well. And that's not what it's all about, but you're certainly making a strong point here, and certainly appreciate all your efforts there in your local community. Now, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years or so? What's your vision there?
Yeah, so as a certified woman-owned business that has diversified status and as a healthy vendor, I'm going to focus on more state and federal government accounts, because healthy vending is really in the eyes of the federal government, specifically to the federal buildings. I've also begun to expand to pantry, coffee, and micro-market services, and I want to continue to expand in that area. And I'm going to continue to keep with my trusted partners. I work with Nachos To Go, who sources a lot of my machines, and other partners, the Mass Vending Association, and just keeping within the industry to just understand what's going on and make sure I'm up on all the regulations and I do things right.
Well, Tina, we want to thank you so much for taking a moment to be with us here today and commemorating your 10-year anniversary as well. We certainly are honored to be a part of that feat and of that accomplishment. And again, we appreciate all you do as well and in your local community. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of, or maybe a parting tip as we conclude today?
Yeah, you know, and then I'm going to pass this along, because this was mentioned to me by my instructor, Dr. Jose Perez. So it goes without saying, a business should have financials prepared, and you need to understand what the financial numbers mean for your business. But like, if you look at it from a perspective of a dashboard in a car, like, would you drive a car without a dashboard? And if your dashboard says that you need an oil change, would you ignore it? Well, so the same thing needs to happen for your business and your financials. What are your financials telling you? Don't just look at them and then say, okay, this is what they say, and ignore it. Find out what they're telling you, what's the story, and then act on it.
Couldn't think of a better way to conclude this session of Enterprise Radio here today. Tina, where can listeners find you online and be in contact accordingly?
Yes, they can call me directly, 978-587-5229, or go to my website, wickedhealthyvending.com, and you can check out my social media on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram as well.
Well, you certainly have the bases covered. Again, listeners, it is wickedhealthyvending.com. Tina, all the best, and hopefully we can have you back on again in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Tina Payne, owner and founder of Wicked Healthy Vending, that provides healthy vending, micro market, pantry, and coffee services to schools, companies, and organizations across Massachusetts and southern New Hampshire. And again, for all the details, visit wickedhealthyvending.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.